There have been other times when I said, you by God better not do that. And I'm trying to figure out if that's the kind of situation that we're in right now as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is flirting with the idea of canceling the State of the Union address because of the government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has already confirmed the 2019 State of the Union will not proceed as planned. Hoyer told CNN, the State of the Union is off. Oh, really? In light of the government shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this morning suggested to President Trump to work with her on rescheduling the January 29th State of the Union address or give his prepared remarks to Congress on paper. The decision rests with Speaker Pelosi. What if the president, I don't know, responds with no? He wants to keep the date. Is there any chance that he could convince you otherwise? Said CNN anchor Kate Baldwin. No, our response will be, Mr. President, if you want to open up the government, the Senate has 7 bills they can use, and we'll send an 8th bill tomorrow, said Hoyer. In his 4th week, this partial government shutdown is the longest in U.S. history. Trump said he will not sign a bill that does not include $5.6 billion in funding for the border wall. He cannot. If he does, it's the end of his presidency. The Democrats say they will not approve a bill that includes funding of a physical barrier at the southern border because they want people to die. Because they want people to think that they've got a chance to come to America so that they can engage with coyotes, drug dealers, drug traffickers, human traffickers, human smugglers, all of these things. They want to keep that going. They want to keep that business going because I think, frankly, at this point, the Democrat Party is getting a piece of the action. There can be no other explanation. Again, if you are a Democrat and you are rankled at the idea that I would accuse the Democrat Party of being in league with drug cartels, human traffickers, MS-13, other gangs, because they're certainly sympathetic to all of those pursuits because they won't do anything to stop them. Coming up later on this broadcast, I'm going to talk about 127 immigrants who crossed the border in New Mexico and died. Why? Well, because the border's open. Because they think they can have a chance to be able to live in the shining city on the hill. The left in America seems to be bent on creating circumstances where ne'er-do-wells can prey upon law-abiding citizens. That seems to be their political modus. If that is indeed the case, why in hell do we have them in the first place? They are not a political party. They are a public nuisance. They are a fifth column. They are dangerously close. They passed sedition. They're dangerously close to treason now. This mean-spirited, nasty, pernicious, ridiculous, completely inexcusable affront to the presidency of the United States by saying, no, we're not going to let you do the State of the Union, is inexcusable. It is absolutely without any redeeming quality in any way, shape, or form. The Wells Report is not about complaining and moaning and groaning and whining. The Wells Report is also not just about truth, which I have spoken here, but it's also about solutions. Here is the solution. Mr. President, for God's sakes, somebody get a tape of this. Somebody get a recording of this, or somebody get this to the president. Mr. President, pick a city. Anywhere. May I suggest Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Come to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Call Jerry Jones on the phone. Say, Jerry, I need AT&T Stadium. Stand in the center of AT&T Stadium and deliver the State of the Union address after sending it in a nice manila envelope to both Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. You come here. You come home to Texas. You stand in the center. You stand on the Cowboy Star. and you give us the State of the Union, you give it to us, I will guarantee you that that stadium will be filled to the rafters and beyond. They wanna keep you from talking to 500 and whatever hundred people. They want to keep you from talking to 545 people? Fine. No problem. Why don't you come to Texas and speak to 115,000? Why don't you come home? The State of the Union is off, says Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. God almighty, the Democrat Party is just covering themselves with glory, aren't they? A 70% income tax. There's another Democrat. We've got Democrats behaving badly coming up next hour, or next half hour. Actually, it is next hour. We've got to get Democrats behaving badly. De Blasio wants to start confiscating property from property owners in New York. Leftist, progressive elitists want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you how to think. They want to tell you what to eat. They want to tell you where to live. They want all your money. Why? What are they giving us? What are we getting out of this? Beto O'Rourke, failed U.S. Senate candidate, has some pretensions that he's going to be able to be a presidential candidate in 2020. He's trying to figure out whether or not the Constitution is still valid in this lofty year of 2019. You know what that means? It means the guy's a moron. He has no business being in public service. Please do resign. If you don't understand that the Constitution of the United States is the reason the United States of America is, oh, the United States of America, then what the hell are you doing in any kind of leadership position in this country? If you don't believe that the Constitution is valid any longer, go somewhere else.